Vitamin 76.
Hanna Rav Bibi Kamed Rav Nachman Sholosh Noshim Meshamshes B'moich. Rashi, Sholosh Noshim are allowed to Meshamesh B'moich. Meshas Tashmish, they have to put a moich that they will not become Meuberes. Ktano, Meuberes U'meniko. The Gemara says why? Ktano is a sakone, Shemot Yisaber V'Shemot Tomus. If she become Meuberes, as a sakone, Shemot Yisaber V'Shemot Tomus. Meuberes has to put a moich. Shemot Ta'aser U'boro Sando. If she become Meuberes from another baby, so Meile, the second baby will mess the first baby. Menimtza uboro sando. Meniko shemotigol bno v'yomus. If she will become muberes, maybe she will stop to nurse the first baby. Mezach shash sakone. So this is the halacha. Sholosh noshim meshamshes b'moich. Ve'ezu iktano mibas yudalef shono v'yemecho. Ad yubei shono v'yemecho. Pochis mikan v'yeser alket. Meshameshes kedarko v'yileches dibri Rav Meir. So Amerit Mechalish, that's the Sholosh Noshim Meshamshes B'moich. It's the Sholosh Noshim Meshamshes B'moich. Mitzad Sakone, Ktano, Meuberes U'Beniko. V'chachomu Meimrim, Echad Zu V'Echad Zu Meshameshes K'darko V'Ileches Min Hashemayim Mirachmu. Shenema Abshayim Pseim Hashem. Even as Chashash Sakone, Abba Mimishtzach Mishem Pseim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care. That's the Machleikas. Rashi says Sholosh Noshim Meshamshes B'moich Mutoros Loses Moich B'mokim Tashmish Kedei Shelo Yisabru. Rashi says they allowed to put a moich Kedei Shelo Yisabru. Avad Rashi doesn't mean only allowed to. Avad they have to. The Pashtas. If they only allowed to, if it's a chashash, what are they allowed to? The Pshat is Rashi learns the Pashtas. Avad they have to. So what is the pshat Sholosh Noshim allowed to? Pshat is, under a Noshim Rashi holds as an issu to do it. It's a Shchosh HaZera. So all of the Noshim are also to do it. These three Noshim, Zogt Rashi, are allowed to do it. Avadech, the Melech, they're allowed to, the Melech, they have to, Lefi the first man Omar. The first man Omar doesn't hold from Shem Epsoim. This is the Pashtus. And Rav Meir doesn't hold from Shem Epsoim. And Melech, he holds that you have to. So Rashi says allowed to, Rashi means under a Noshim have an issue to do such a Zach. Because it's a Shchosh HaZera. These Noshim are allowed to do such a Zach. There's no issue of a Shchosh HaZera. Sandal Vlad she'en lo yitzur asponim v'kalem v'sachas nidah en asandal she'en v'vlad moshel odom she'sosar as chaveiro v'yizu tzurosi la'achoyro v'yikshim uberes v'chizeros v'misaberes d'eich ha'kerechet chaveiro v'pirich et tzurosi. Shem otigel et zbnoim tis'abot yitzicho ligmul et zbnoim ilinak. ואיזה הרוי אלי סבא ולא מוס וסיד א' שונה וימחות פוחס מיוד א' שונה וימחות ודה לבי סבא וייסר מיובייס בי סבא לתומוס רבון הלאות משמש אז כדרכה בלמוך ואילכס זו שיט אס רשי לפי דה פשטס עוד רבי סיינו האחרונים לא נפשט עם רשי לפי דה פשטס רשי לרנד that she's משמש אז במויך means מתחיל הסתש מי שמשמש אז במויך ואי, זה השחוש הזרע. יותר את זה, זה פיקוח נפש. שמו תיסבר ותומוס, שמו יעשה אובר סנדול, שמו תגמול את בנו. אז בעצם, אם זה איסור והשחוש הזרע, אבל בשביל זה לא אותו משמש את במויך. למה יש את איסור והשחוש הזרע is sign the man and sign the isho, בעצם. If the whole tashmish is משמש את במויך, so sign the ish and sign the isho, בעצם העבר על איסור השחוש הזרע. נובוס את התארץ. even that both of them are Ivra and Israel of Ashchos Azera, about Pikuach Nefesh. But the Shaila is Pikuach Nefesh, so don't be Meshamish. Different the Teisa Rosh. So don't be Meshamish. It's dangerous. So don't do it. What is this? A mitzvah Sreino? What could be Deicha? The Gemara says a Meshamish, a person is Mashri Zera, a Reyu Kir. Maybe Mabul Oilom, Chayev Misa, Ashchos Azera is one of the Averis Achamuras. Pashas, if you most Rishonim, it's Kimat even Yorik Vali Abri, Ashchos Azera. So maybe Mabul Oilom. So, because it's a chashash takonah, so don't do it. What is the matter of the isha to be mishamish kedarka? What is the matter of to be mishamish kedarka? It's very shver. So the Reb Reuven wants to say one mahalach. If we're going like this, Reb Reuven wants to say, as Medirik has said in Rashi and Ksuves, Moshe and Shuvah holds like this, that the Isur of Hashchos HaZera, that it's with the Ganze Choymer, is only if it's Hashchos HaZera. As if it's Bal Tashchis. But if it's a purpose, it's not like Hashchos HaZera. The Isur of Hashchos HaZera, but it's not like Hashchos HaZera. But the Isur of a purpose is Hashchash Sakoneh, weil es ein Mitzvah ist oin und es ein Chashash Sakone. So das ist nicht kein Aschchosh Azera. Die haben hier in der Zeit, in der Melake der Rashis, für sich die Loschen Rashi in Ksuvas. Mutter ist dann Meshamesh במויך, ואין לו יקה משחיס הזרע. מה זאת רשי? זה משחיס, אז רשי את זה. הוא צימות לו משום פיקוח נפש. רשי זה מותר יש לשמש במויך, ואין זה כמשחיס הזרע. זה סניש כאילו השחוס. זה לא עשי מצודם. ומאלי, you're allowed to do it, because זה סייס נשכן השחוס הזרע. זה סייס את הסיבה. Das ist der reason. This is one mahalach. No, aber andere Noshim that don't have a reason, they can also to do it. In Tesis is Muchach, that he learned in Rashi, that Avad Rashi holds that it's an Isur to Meshamesh B'moich. And it's no heter. Like we said, don't do it. Tesis is learning B'das Rashi that she puts the Moich after the Tashmish. After the Tashmish, she puts the Moich and she's mashris the Zera that she will not become Mu'uberes. How you see it from Tesis? The flood on the Tesis. Just think of an Ebebe. Pirish Bakuntre is Mutter Leshamish B'moich. Aval Shar Noshim Osu. Why? Mishum Ashchos HaZera. It's a Meduik in Rashi. She's allowed to. The other ladies are not allowed to. Frank Tesis, Aval Gavri Le Mifke De Apiria Berive. What is the Isur for the Shar Noshim Den Av Metzuve Apiria Berive? If we're talking that she's putting it before Tashmish, so forget about the isha. She's also to put it in because the husband will be over and Ashchos HaZera. If we're talking that she puts it before the Tashmish, so the husband is Oysal Eitzim Ba'avani. So the husband is also Mashchis Zera. Side the isha, side the isha. So what Tesis is asking a kasha? Why in Rashi is Meduik the Shar Noshim is also Meshamesh B'moich? Frank Tesis, what is the Isur of Shar Noshim? What is the kasha? Miret Farden. And Bishar Mekoymus is an Isur for the Ish, because the Isur of the Ish, because he's Mashchis Zera. The Ish is, she's doing it from the Iver. She's Mashchis the Ish, she's not allowed to Mishamash B'mar, because she's able to live from the Iver. Chimash Benidah, the time, because the Rabbah Blum Noshim Meshuvach, Asma Noshim Tikotetz, Mash the Rabbah Nesargish, Avar Is, Umi Umatzim Leforesh, the Rabbah Nesargish, Avar Goshene. Rabbah Nutam Oymer, the Lifni Tash Mishvad Ayosru Litin Shomoich. דאין דרך תשמיש בכך, והריו כמעט את זרע לעצים ואבונים, כשמעטו על המויך. אבל בניסנס, מויך אחר התשמיש, אין נראה לעשר. דאי גברי כי אורכם משמש, מי לדאי והקטנה והאילניס. דאי יצרו בתשמיש, ומדלב נסבונים לנו. אז לפקר, בשעס תשמיש ידום פה למויך. דבר אישו שניסנס אחר כך מויך, לא יהיו זרוע שחוס הזרע. כי אם דלמיף כדאי פירי וריבה. ומשמש אז במויך דקטוני, אוכל, היינו צריך לשמש במויך. So Tesis, no, the Moich is after it. Interesting. Rashi also learned like that. The Losh Rabbi Zushver. The Moich is after it, so Tesis. B'meile, the Anoshim, B'shas B'yeh, they don't have a problem, the Meshamishim Kedarkom. And later the Isha, when she puts the Moich and she takes out the Zera, she's not Metzuma and Pirei Verivya. So what is Sholosh Noshim, B'shamishim B'moich? Everyone is allowed to do it. So Tesis, no, Pshat. Sholosh Noshim have to Meshamish B'moich. Lefi Rashi is the Isur of Ashchos HaZera. Even after it, even for the issue is the Isur Ashchos HaZera. So Shalosh Noshim means they're allowed to, the rest are not allowed. Taisa says, Meret Nochde. Aber Mele, the Ish doesn't have a problem because when he's doing the Bia, it's a Bia Kedarko. When the Isha later takes out the Zera, the Isha is not Nitzava. what is Shalosh Noshim Mishamshes B'moich? Not the pshat that you mutter, because everyone is mutter. The Shalosh Noshim Mishamshes B'moich, the pshat is, the mitzvah the mechuyav to Mishamshes B'moich. So Reb Reuven is Moisif, if this is the Hesber, it could be Moisif one more Knesh, if this is the Hesber. So if we're learning now like Rashi, that we're talking on later and not before, Zogt Reb Reuven, we could say the Bissel D'Andosh. That is two Isurim in Ashchos HaZera. There's one Isur of Ashchos HaZera, Lo Yisinoif, but the Gemara says, Anidin, Hareyu Mevi Mabu Lo Oilom, Hareyu Chayev Mise, Noyev Bayad, Avada, if a person is Mashchi Zera Levatola, is the Aveir Chamura B'Yoysa, is Chayev Mise, if a person is Noyev Bayad. One of them is no Heter Bichlal. We're talking after it. This Rashi is mechadish that after it is also Isur of Ashchos HaZera. Because it's a bitul piri beridia. But my you're taking Zera and you make it Leibut. One of them Rashi holds that all of the Noshim are also to do it. But Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, they were matter to be over on the small Isur. Now, if we're learning in Rashi that Rashi is talking before, so we have a starke kash that Haveres, Haveres Chamura Shein Kedugmoso. Piri beridia or a heter von Oino and Abi Doiche to be Mashchi Zera. We have to say that the Isur of Ashchos HaZera is a Maise Ashchose. The Rashi in Ksuv is Nishkin Maise Ashchose. Now we can say a different Teret. That is two Isurim in Ashchos HaZera. It's one Isur Stam Moitzi Zera Levatole, and this is Chomu, Loisina, and there's no Heter on it. And we made it to put a Moich before, is also. Even with that Pikuach Nefesh. And even if it's not Ashchose, it's the Isur in Ashchos HaZera. Just Rashi is talking that she puts the Moich after it. So then, Einu Chinami, it's not the Chomu Dike Isur. It's only a Yisur Vashchos HaZera that she's Mevatel Piri Averivye. Of them Rashi holds, but as a Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do it. What? Chonish. The Rishonim asked it. The Rishonim asked. Anyway, you're not Mevatel Piri Averivye. The Rishonim asked, but I said, no, B'kol Mokim HaBitel Piri Averivye. But the Rishonim asked the Kasha. That if it's only Bitel Piri Averivye after it, if she's Mubaras, anyway, it's no Bitl Piri Berivian. Now, Achurim HaMoisif more from that. If we're talking after it, so it could be the Kasha's Bichlan, not the Kasha. B'Shaz B'ya is no Aveir. After it, if you leave it inside, it's Pekuach Nefesh. You're allowed to be Moitziot. You're right. She's Machnis Atzmo li Pekuach Nefesh. So they were Matir to Machnis Atzmo. Before we ask that she puts it before the Kasha, what is the Heta? She's over Pekuach Nefesh, for you to taste a Rosh. But it's Aveir Chamura. Pikuach Nefesh is not matter, just don't do it. What is the heter to do it? The Teretz says, if we're talking after, it's Zagna Achroini, because Zagna Noch Apshad Lefi Rashi. Then B'Shaz B'ye, it's Muta. After the B'ye, if she leaves it, it's Pikuach Nefesh. The man, she's allowed to take it out. I'm not a Litzoyrech, with Allah is Beirim. But the B'Shad, the Tchia is, but she's anyway, she's holding ready after it, the man, she has a heter to be Moitziot after it. Lama Zandig Mora Vaita. Frag the Gemara Akasha. And this is the reason the sugya is done. Frag the Gemara. So state what state? State one aloche. That a ktano from Yud Aleph Shono ad Yud Beis Shono is Meshameshes B'moich. A ktano from Yud Aleph Shono bis Yud Beis Shono is Meshameshes B'moich. Why? Shemot Yis'aber v'Shemot Omus. Chshash Pikuach Nefesh. Shemot Yis'aber v'Shemot Omus. Frag the Gemara. Shemot Yis'aber v'Shemot Omus. Maybe she will become Meuberes, and maybe she will die. It's not klor that she will die. It's not klor that she will die. Maybe then it's a sakona. Maybe bichlal she will not get Meuberes. Not everyone becomes Meuberes. Chshash, maybe she will become Meuberes, and maybe she will die. Although it's mashma that is a chance that she will be Meuberes, and the baby will come out and it'll be okay. And a little kid could have a kid. The Gemara doesn't say that it's for sure that if she'll become Mu'uberes because she's a ktano, when the baby will come out, she will die. Shemot Yis'aber v'shemot Eilet. V'shemot Omus. Maybe she will die. Frek the Gemara, Michlal de'ike ktano de me'abro ve'loy meiso. See, no, as a musig that a ktano could be born, could have a baby, and she doesn't die. As a chshash, Shemot Yis'aber v'shemot Omus. Frek the Gemara, im ken motzinu chamoisei me'ma'enes. אם כן מוצינו חמויסים ממאנס. אבל הזה, we have a חתים צד חמויסים ממאנס.
ותנא נייתא יוכל לימא בחמיסי ועם חומיב ועם חומוב שנמצא אלה ניסי שמיינו. What is the Gemara's kasha? Fight the Gemara as it. The Tana says that it's no echatimtze that my brother is married to my mother-in-law and she could make miyun. My brother could marry my mother-in-law, but then she can't make miyun. Why? Because if my brother is married my mother-in-law, so if I marry the daughter, so she's a gdayla. It's no echatimtze that my brother is married to my mother-in-law, I'm married to the daughter, and my brother is married to the mother-in-law, and she said she could make miyun. If I have already married to her daughter, she's a gdayla. So like the Gemara, no, v'amai? Why not? Like what we're saying now, as a ktano, she had a baby, either from my brother or from someone else, she had a baby, I married the baby, so my wife is one day old, my brother is married to this girl that is 12 years old, and my brother dies, so I can't do yibum because this is my mother-in-law. But she could make me because she was never really married to my brother, and then I could marry the tzor. Or she made me in mechai. So if you tell me that every ktana that has a baby is for sure dies, so chavish can kasha. If I have the baby, she's ready a gdayla, so she can make meal. But while you're telling me shemot isaba v'shemot amuz that can zayin amitzias, that my brother had a baby, that the lady will have a baby and she will stay a ktana, mashkachas l'chamois memayenes. So the Gemara fixed the girse. Eimo shemot isaba v'tomuz. The chashash is not maybe she will become uberes and maybe she will die. It's one chash. Maybe she'll become muberes and then she will die. Maybe she will not become muberes. But there's no chance. If she becomes muberes and as a kid, she for sure dies. Maybe there's no chance that she will have a kid and she'll be living. Maybe if there's no chance that she will have a kid and she'll be living. But maybe if I marry the kid and she's married to my brother, I'll call her. She's a gdoila. Because a ktana will never happen such a chetimtza. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara brings a raya, the Omar Rabbe Bar Liuri. Gvul yesh lehem. Toidem hazman hazeh, eino misaberes kol yikom. Which is mamish small. Toich hazman hazeh, Gmol lehiz la yud alef to yud beis, hi meiso vu boro meis. Leachar hazman, hi chay vu boro chay. So mele is noch shash. Freg di gemor ya kashe, eini, votoni rabbe bar shmuel, i ato yochol leimar bechamoisoi vein chamoisoi vein chomim shalim tzu aleniz, oi shemielu, shekvar yoldu. Here's Shaila, how to read this Gemara. So the Ramban and Rashi, the way this Reb Nochem explains, the Ramban and Rashi, it's posh the Gemara bepshat. The Ramban and Rashi learn pshat, and the Gemara is kasha like this. Frank the Gemara kasha, you told me that they for sure die. And Braisa steht nicht as it. Not that can be that she had a baby, that Chamoisim Ma'eres cannot be because if I'm married to the daughter, she's a gdoila because if not she will die. She could be a little kid. She could be from 11 to 12. She could be a ktano. The reason I can't do miyun is because kvar yoldu. We don't know what it means yet. But it says that I can't do miyun because she had a kid. But not because there's no echatimtze. It's mashma in the braise that you could have a echatimtze, you could have a kid in from 11 to 12 and you can't do miyun because you have already a kid. If she has a kid, she can't do miyun. No reason. If she has a kid, you can't do miyun. But not because she cannot have a kid. Sigmar, you're right. Eloshemot Isaba v'shemot Tomus. It's not muchach that she will die. Aye, so why take you can't do miyun? If she had a kid and she's a ktane, why you can't do miyun? And for the Gemara, new teretz. Elokashiach, why take she can't do miyun? Omar Rav Safre, boni mareyem kesimoni. She has a kid, she becomes a gdoila. So she could have a kid in between 11 and 12. She doesn't have to die. But for when she has a kid, she becomes a gdoila. So no, but the Gemara's kasha was, how are you telling me that she can't be Mimayim? Why not? She could have a kid and she's a ktano. And for the Gemara, she for sure will die. So the Gemara in Braisa says that she doesn't die. So but no, something else. If she has the kid, Mimayim, she's a gdoila. V'iz da'amre, boni ma'difa mesimoni. L'may nafkemine. Na'afilu l'Rabbi Yudah omar, she'ar ba'ashocho b'boni moide. Rabbi Yudah holds that a gdoila is allowed to do miyun, even if she has two sirus. Till she has a lot of sirus. But when she has a little bit of sirus, she's allowed to do miyun. So, but here, the ma'ase bonim are like mamash starke simonim. So, mele lekula alma she cannot do miyun. So, lefid pshat the Ramban and Rashi, the teretz of the Gemara is that avade or isha from 11 to 12, she has to meshamish b'moich because there's a chance that she will die if she's a ktano. Poshut, when the baby will come, she will die with the baby. Aber could be the baby will come out shalem
why the baby will come out shalom, and then that minute that the baby will come out shalom, she'll become a gedolah. So mele is no echatim tzav chamoisim emahenes. If the baby dies, so there's no echatim tzav to be married to chamoisim, to the daughter of chamoisim. My brother can't marry chamoisim, she can't be a ketana to be my man. If I'm married to the daughter, she's a gedolah, she can't be my man. And if she's a ketana and she had a kid, she's also a gedolah now. So the mother, in the minute that I marry the daughter, the mother has to be big. Although she's big, she's already over 12. Other taki, even she's a ketana, but the fact that she had a kid, she became a gdaila. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tesis learns the Gemara a little bit different. Tesis learns the Gemara. Also the same Yisoid Be'etzem. So you read the Gemara differently if you Tesis. The Gemara asked the Kashe, we'll read the Gemara again if he takes this. Tznan, Midiko Amar Shemot Yisabu V'Shem HaTomus, let me say the Gemara again, Shem HaPsoim HaShem. Midiko Amar Shemot Yisabu V'Shem HaTomus, Michla Diki Ketana Dime Abri V'Loim Meiso, it could be that she will not die, Im Kem Mutzinu Chamoisim HaMaenes, V'Dani Yadar Yochalem Abri Chamoisim HaMchobu V'Mchobu Shenim Tzu'ay L'Nisei Shem Miyanu. Eime Shemot Yisabu V'Tomus. For sure she will die. So state in Braise that the reason that you can't do miyun is because she kvar yoldu. Tesis learns pshat. What is the pshat she kvar yoldu? Not because she will die. She doesn't have to die. And not because she's a gdoilo. The reason you can't do miyun, because she had a kid, so she looks like a gdoilo, so they made a gzeira de rabona. So that's everything is answered. You ask me a kasha why she can't do miyun, the Torah says, state in Braise, she kvar yoldu. She looks like she's, while she had a baby, Chazal don't let her to do miyun. So that's everything is miyush. You ask the kasha why she cannot do miyun, the Torah says, the reason she cannot do miyun is, we ask, maybe you see that Ketana could have a kid. Shemot Yisabah v'Shemot Tomus. You see that she could have a kid. The Torah says in Braise Shtet she could have a kid, but even so she cannot do miyun. While she had a kid, she looks like a gdoilo, and maybe she can't do a miyun. Freg di gemore, ve'elo kashi hach. So what is the kasha now? You answered already. Zog Tesis, the kasha is, so what is the pshat in Rabbi Barlui? But Rabbi Barlui said something else. Rabbi Barlui said that everyone dies. Rabbi Balui said, "Gvul yeshloem. Koydem hazman eino misaberes. Toich hazman misaberes v'meisa." And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Safra, Rebbeinu Mareim Kesimonim. Every ketana dies. If she had a baby, al koroch she was a gdoila when she became meuberes. So the Gemara is coming to the same Yisrael, Rebbeinu Mareim Kesimonim. She says, "Fi Rashi." The Gemara answers, "From the later she becomes big, v'meila she can't do a meal." The fifth thesis is why she can't do a miyun. We knew anyway why she can't do a miyun. But we had a kasha. Abba Rabbi Barlui said that for sure she can live. Avada she will die. And for the Gemara, Boni Marem Kesimonim, for sure she dies. Now the Torah says if you had a kid, Vaistoy she was a gdoila mishasa ibu. The fifth Rashi, you don't have to say mishasa ibu. Now that she had a kid, she's a gdoila. The fifth thesis, the Gemara answers how Rabbi Barlui said that everyone dies. We see that not everyone dies. Torah says everyone dies. The ones that don't die, the pshat is because she's a gdoila. So, avada they die. Avada they die if they're a ketana. Just but could be if she'll become more beres, or be a raya that she given a gdoila. Maybe she given a raya that she's a gdoila. This is the tzus of the shmaisa. But silefi rashi, silefi teisves. The teretz of the Gemara is that boni mareim kesimoni. The Haino, we're going back to the Braise. The Braise said that a girl, that when she's 11 till 12, Meshameshes Bemoich, Shemot Yisaber V'Tomus. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? But we see later that she could have a kid. She could have a kid. The Torah says, about she could have a kid. If she has a kid, she's not a ketana. So this is the reason in the Mishnah, Chamoise could never do miyun. Why Chamoise could never do miyun? So the Braise, if she had a kid, even if she had him 11, when she was 11, in between 11 to 12, Mikol Mekoyim, and she had a kid, she's a gdoila. Rav Lui said, you die. I've had you die before. Now the Torah says, if you have a kid, it's a right that you're a gdoila. This is Boni Marem Kesimoni. This is the sugya be'etzem in Shasman, that Boni Marem Kesimoni, as they be Simonim help, Boni also help. The Rambam has a new sheet in the sugya. The Rambam in Perek Beis Milchis Ishus Alochetes. The Rambam paskens the Aloche. Habas sheyoldo achar 12 shana. Af al pi shelo hivio simonim. Loi elyon veloi tachtoin. Harei ze gdoilo. Bonim areim kisimonim. So the Rambam paskens the Alochetes. Habas sheyoldo achar shi bas yud beis shana. אחר שיבס יוד בי שונו, אף על פי שלא יביאו סימוני, בוא נמרם כסימוני. So we have a Yisoyles Dike Machleikis. The Rashi and Teisvis, and בעצם this is the whole sugi by us, we're speaking on a Ktano, שאין משמשת במויך, when she's 11 till 12, often on the Gemara. Because maybe she will have a baby. Frag the Gemara, she could have a baby when she's a Ktano, the Gemara, don't worry. If she has the baby, she becomes a Gdoilo. This is the time to say Gemara. And our Gemara, this is the sugi. Ktano, sholesh no shim sham shiz b'moich. Ktano, mu'uberes v'meniko. Ktano, so Gemara, what is the age from 11 to 12? Why? Because maybe she will have a baby. For example, but we see she could have a baby. I, Ktanis, cannot have a baby. The maskonas our Gemara is with the cheshboines, bonim arem kisi bonim. Don't worry, if she will have a baby, she's a gdoilo. Ktano, like it doesn't have a baby. But on the side that she will have a baby, she'll become a gdoilo. The Rambam paskens so is that Gemara, but he makes a switch. He brings the Gemara and he says, a bas 12 shana, sheyoldo, she's a gdoilo, even though she doesn't have Cyrus. Normally, God is Cyrus. Why? Shebani marem kesimoni. Says two halakim here to be masmer in the Rambam. One chelek to arayin zetz the gemore. One chelek to arayin zetz the gemore. When the Rambam is against the gemore, and our gemore is klodah, we're speaking on a kid in between 11 and 12. And the Gemara said, she has to put a moich, because maybe she'll become mu'uberes. And the Gemara says, so what? And the Gemara says, it's a tzad that she'll become mu'uberes, and she will have a baby. And the Gemara says, so we see that Chamoisa could have a baby. So the Gemara says, no, if she will have a baby, she'll become a gdoilo. And Rambam said, nishna zeh. Rambam said, nishna zeh. This is the kash of the Magid Mishnah. But before we miyash of the Gemara, before we miyash of the sugya, how the Rambam arayin zetz the sugya, as a chelia, we have to miyash before. This is the Ike Chelik, when I want to speak out in the sugya. If we have time, we'll be asking how it's Miyash of the Gemara. We have Yisraelis Dike Machlekes. The Gemara said, Bonim Kisimonim. For sure, when everyone learns the Gemara bePashtus, the Ashkofa Rishonah, when you learn the Gemara, the leichter weg to learn the sugya is, this is klar, the leichter weg to learn the sugya is that she's 11 years old, in between 11 and 12, she had a baby, and the Gemara says, Bonim Arem Kisimonim. This is the Pashtus. The Rambam went and switched the Gemara, who says Shtikul Teire, and you will have to answer how you say Shtikul Teire, that Bonim Arem Kisimonim only helps from 12. What is the Yisrael HaMachlekes? Avada, the Rambam will say a whole different pshat in the Gemara, will come to Miyash of the Gemara. But why? The Rishonim learning the Gemara, Kipshutoi. The Gemara said, how this girl can marry, when the Gemara said that she has to have a Moir, because maybe she will miss Aber, so the Gemara said, Mashkachas Lichamoisim HaMayanis, so Gemara, don't worry, if this kid will have a kid, she will become a Gdoilo. So the Yesoi, the Briskerov and Tmure, said from Shem Reb Chaim, a Mahalach to be Mazbir Klor, the Machlekes, the Rambam mid Rishon. The Mazbir, the Machlekes, the Rambam mid Rishon. The Mahalach is as it. We know Alemol, Betzim Tesis Frank the Kasha. What is godless? A person brings two Shtei Cyrus. When someone has Shtei Cyrus, she becomes a Gdoila. So, we pass in La Aloche, if you're 12 years old by a girl, or Shloishes by a Zocho, and you have Shtei Cyrus, you're a God. What would it be if you bring the Cyrus before? It doesn't help. The Loshon HaGemara is Lifne Azman, Lavkele Acher Azman. If you bring Cyrus before you're 12, by a girl, or by a Zocho before 13, it's garnished. So Tesis asks by us a kasha, so why Bonim Areim Kisimonim? Simonim also don't help before that age. Simonim don't, Bonim Areim Kisimonim. She has a kid, it's Keilu two here. Beside two here also don't make her a Gdoila before she's Bas Mitzvah. So why Bonim Areim Kisimonim? This is Tesis kasha here. Frank Tesis, what's shy of the Bonim Areim Kisimonim? What helps Bonim Areim Kisimonim? Simonim themselves don't help before the age of Bar Mitzvah. It's like Tesis, yeah, Bonim is more. Bonim Areim Kisimonim? Bonim is better than Simonim. Money is better from Simonim. Also sagt Jesus. Money is better from Simonim. Auf das ist nicht Masber. Sagt Reb Chaim, sagt Reb Iskerov, I'll be Masber to you, what is the Yisoid HaMachlekes, the Rambam mit Teisves? Sagt er also. Sagt er, Yisoid, das kann ich zu wissen, das ist ein schöner Yisoid von Reb Iskerov, that he heard from Reb Chaim, what is the Pshat? We know that if a person has Cyrus when he's 11 years old, it doesn't help. When she has Cyrus when she's 11, it's garnish. When she's 12, it helps. Klart Reb Chaim, what is the Pshat? Want to mask with the tooth stone. One side sagt Reb Chaim, Be'etzem, Cyrus make a person to be big. There's no musig of age in the Yiddish Torah for to be a gadol. 13 is not an age, Bichlal. 12 is not an age. Two Cyrus make a person to be a gadol. No of us. The Gemara says if you have the hair before, it's Shuma Be'alme. It's like a person has a petza, has a sore, and he has hair coming out. This is nishkin Cyrus from Godless. Shume be'alme. Shume be'alme. But after 13, we assume that the Cyrus are Cyrus from Godless. But be'etzem, the assumption is if you have a semen, you godl even 1 year old, if you have a semen. If you don't have a simonim, even if you're 20, you're not a godl. The simoni make the person to be a godl. If you have Cyrus before, we say it's not Cyrus, it's a shuma. So he has a sore. It's not like a shuma means most like a brown sore that normally hair grow on it, even in a place that a person doesn't have to have hair, they grow on the shuma. I mean, it does mean the Gemara that it's a shuma. She's having hair there, but there's no shachas to the godless. So be'etzem, the Cyrus are the simoni godless. This is one side. Other Reb Chaim Zokne. Godl is bar mitzvah. 12 by a girl and 13 by a boy is a bar mitzvah. Is it t'nai that chutz from the godless of the shonim, you need also simonim. But why does simonim don't help when you're 12 years old? By a boy. Or 11 by a girl. Not because they're not simonim. What will help simonim if you're not a godl? And if you're the first child, simonim help alamon. Just when you, before she's 12, we call it, it's not here, it's a shuma. Mashiach in the second tzad, no. Simonim don't help before 12. First you have to be gdoilo. Now as another tzad, chutz from age, also simonim. And the first tzad learns, is no age. The whole musik that we know, 12, is because bederech klal, by 12, by a girl, she has Cyrus, and by a boy, bederech klal, bar mitzvah. But be'etzem is no shaykh. The age bichlal is not kivaya. The world feels like machman abar mitzvah that day because we're not a klal, so no Cyrus. But it's like no shaykhs, like no shaykhs. Just the hear that come before, and nish can hear, what's coming down? The hear that come later, I hear. And I'm telling you, Moses says it could be a hear that came before and stayed later also doesn't help. He had a new hear that grew after bar mitzvah. I doesn't know, the hear make the godless. The second side, the hill doesn't make the godless. Godless is like everyone thinks 13 by a boy, 12 by a noshi. No chutz from godless is the tnai to have simoni. Mele zogt Reb Chaim, does he give them a chlekes Teisus in Rambam? Teisus learns, the simoni make it. Cyrus, we say it's a sore, it's a petza, it's a nishkin Cyrus. Before bar mitzvah, so it doesn't help. Aber bonim, the kid is alive, the kid is running around. What do you say? He's a sore. It's a kid. Bonim, arem kesi bonim. Ma toim ar shumehu. What is that shumehu? It's a kid. So be'etzem, if bonim arem kesi bonim, and the age that the bonim come, she's a gdoila. This is the oimek and taste of steroids. Bonim arem kesi bonim. The Rambam learns, you write that bonim arem kesi bonim. Aber simoni before bar mitzvah helps nish. This is the reason the Rambam had to change the Gemara. The Rambam had Teisus Kasha. Simonim don't help before Bar Mitzvah. Teisus says, yes, Simonim is a Shume. But Bonim for sure helps. The Rambam had Teisus Kasha. So can he say that Bonim Arem ki Simonim before? So the Rambam ain't a Chanami. The Gemara doesn't mean it. Again, Vitzim Yashav, the Gemara, that's the second Chayli. The Gemara is talking about the Ketano. So Chzeir Shver, the Gemara is talking about the Ketano. What? So the Briskirov, I'll tell you, no zon afkmina la'aloha le'maisa. The halacha is that a cotton a mufle somuch leish nedorav nivdokim. We know the halacha is that legabe every zach you a godel only from bar mitzvah by a girl by 12. But legabe nedorim, we learn that it's a year before. Cotton a mufle somuch leish nedorav nivdokim. So in Tesis is mevuah zok de briskerov that when is the year before? So we never really know. Later when he will bring here, we count a year backwards. We bederech klal, we're careful from 11 by a girl and 12 by a boy, because bederech klal he will have here for the same reason we matter about mitzvah, mistama he will have. Abenu Yitzel Moshe he bring here in 13 and 14, 15. So the mufle became a year before. In Rambam steht nicht das. Mufle by a boy is 12 and mufle by a girl is 11. So there's a posh. Lefi the Rambam, the age is the godless. 13 by a boy, mufles a year before. 12 by a girl, mufles a year before. Avade, godless is not enough. Is a halacha, legabe bar mitzvah, you need also the simonim. Legabe the mufle, you don't need the simonim. A year before the godless, you become a godless. The godless is there. It's a tnai and godless, so an echet simonim. The din mufle doesn't need the tnai. The din bar mitzvah needs the tnai. Mashe engel if it tastes, there's no age. There's no musig of age. Reb Chaim is mazel with them the next two lines of the Gemara. Let me say the next two lines of the Gemara. Rav Zvid Omar, Rav Zvid holds bonim anat kesimonim. Rav Zvid holds bonim lav kesimonim. If bonim lav kesimonim, so what is the answer? Rav Zvid Omar, ein bonim beloi simonim. The kids are not the simonim. Here is only here. Hashem said here is here. But every time when you have kids, mistama you had here. So I'm about to check. Chashin Hashem anoshu. They fell. Frank Rashi and Tosfos. So what if we should that she had here? Oh, but here don't help before. Here doesn't help before bar mitzvah. So what Rav Zvid is answering? Ein boni beloi simonim. The kids are not the simonim. This is Anan Tzadi. As the given Cyrus. So Rashi answers, Rav Zvid holds that here help before. There's one man, the Omar and Nide, that even a little kid that brings here, we don't say it's a Shuma. And Rav Zvid has to go to feed this man, the Omar. Tosfos says no. Bederek klal here, we say it's a shuma, it's a petza. But if it's kids, so the kids are megale, that is mumi stava, that these here, attack a good here. Normally we don't have to be choishesh. The Miri says, every time be choishesh, maybe they hear a good here. It's such a vayda tzad, you don't have to be choishesh. When you have bonim, you learn uptight in the here. Those are the machlekes. Taisa she also learns, simonim could help earlier. So Mele Vazok has read Bonim Arim, Ein Bonim Belei Simonim Istom is given here. So Tosfos says, I here doesn't help. No, Azai here helps. Rashi holds nine. If we hold that you need to have the age, it doesn't help. Rav Zvid is Cholik and the whole Musig of age. That's the Yisrael. Biz Reb Chaim came and he said a Chiddush, like Reb Chaim. What would it be if a person had kids before 12, Lefi the Rambam, and then he became 12, Savada should become a gdola. She has the simonim and now she has the godless. If she has here before, it could be that here is not a good here. But Lo Yitzu, she had kids before 12, and then the kids, then she will become 12. It's also good. Because it's not that the Rambam has a problem with the simonim. The simonim are good, the simonim. But it's a tnai to have an age. This is Batsim the Yesoid, or the Biskirov was Meyasad in the Machlekes. This is the reason the Rambam read Bonim Arayim ki simonim cannot help before 12. No, the shaila is, frag the Magid Mishneh, aber asugye b'maseches yevomes, is mevuot eloike haramba. We're speaking on a little kid, she's 11 years old, and she had a baby. So lefi the Rambam, she's a ktano. And the Gemara says, why she can't do miyun? Because bonim areim kesimonim. Bonim areim kesimonim. What is the talents? But the Rambam holds that the bonim don't help till 12. As I afraid the Magid Mishneh. There's a lot of Hezber. I want to say one Hezber. The Welt says, I think Reb Chaim, they say B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, Lefi Hishtikel Teire, this is the Hezber. Avada, she's a Ketana. And she can't do Miyun because she looks like a Gdoila. Because she had kids. She had kids. Just if Bonim is Lav Kesimonim, so why she looks like a Gdoila? Why she looks like a gdola? She's a kid. She had kids. Kids can have kids. But if kids are simonim, so she has something that shows that she's a gdola, You're right, she doesn't become bar mitzvah, she doesn't become gdoilo because she needs to have the years. That's the end for the Gemara. Weil bonim areim kesimonim. So she has, if bonim is lav kesimonim, and even when she'll become 12, she will need to wait to hear. So when she becomes 12, these kids don't make, oh, she has kids. Doesn't make a difference. We'll look for here. So if we'll look for here, so the man, and now she doesn't have nothing that relates to the godless. But the veil thinks that she's like, because she had kids. So what? Could be a baby that has kids. Ever the Gemara, weil bonim areim kesimonim, so she's holding in her hands something that shows that she's a gdoila. You're right. Pung, this one happened to be that she had the simonim before the time. So al pi aloha, she's not a gdoila. But people see she's going around with the simonim. She's going with the simonim around. So people think that she's a gdoila. If bonim are not simonim, so she's not going around with simonim. So the male, you're right that she has kids, chazal nishgimach tak zeire. That's end for the Gemara. Weil bonim areim kesimonim. Weil bonim areim kesimonim. B'meile zog di gemore, mistomim bi gemach tak zeire. So kum deze machlekes, lefi rashi, the pshad is bonim kesimonim, she's a gdoilo. B'meile she can't do a miyun because she's a gdoilo. Fi the Rambam avad it's a gzeire de rabono. Aber was is the pshad bonim, if you look good, that's the avon in the Magid Mishnah. Now, in unsere mizgeres, be'etzem the sugi is a greise sugi, we only started it. It's a lot of shene zachen. That we can master of bonim kesimonim. But because the tzur of the yeshiva, so hopefully Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll start the sugi in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It's Ketzad, the whole Gemara is the sugi from the Suyim HaRishonim Apilim. I want to be maspik, we have a week, because Be'ez Hashem, next week Sunday, I think the yeshiva is starting Perek Sheni next week Sunday. So the mail away is too choshev sugi, so we have to be masvik. Nesuim Rishonim Apilim and Bichama. And Bam is these two sugis that we're going to learn are very sadistic to the Gantz Yevomis. So Choftake, overnight to be masvik, or tomorrow to start with the Gantz Yischachas, the sugi in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It's